This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to the calls in a little bit, and I know everybody wants to get in on the Soto stuff now. Somehow, like, I don't even know what we're arguing at this point as it pertains to Juan Soto.
I don't
but
know either, man.
Let's get into some of the football over the weekend because we've been teasing it long enough.
Yeah.
So the big takeaway that I had, and be curious to get your take, because we've talked about it a little bit but not really diving into it, was it seems to now start to be the groundswell that fans are going to be calling for Jackson Dart already to be the starter of this team. To the point where after preseason game number two, Brian Daboll has to answer a question and say Russell Wilson's our starter. Like, guys, time out. Please. There's a plan in place. It's actually a good one. They have a young quarterback that's showing some great signs early on in limited preseason action. Can we all calm down before we put the gold jacket on Jackson Dart? Let the plan play out. Let Daboll and Shane do what they got to do. Let Russell Wilson go out there and guide this team this year, and then we'll worry about Jackson Dart.
I'm with you. I'm good, because I don't want to yell at him the 20 straight this, but I literally do agree with you on this one. I mean, the thing about Brian Daboll is, and we really haven't seen him have a chance to do this outside of year one with Daniel Jones, where it actually worked. He came here with a reputation. Quarterback whisper is ridiculous. Right. I never use that because nobody is one. But as a guy who has an offensive background and is going to be able to elevate the quarterback position, which he clearly did for now. Josh Allen's just immensely gifted, so how much credit he gets in doing that, I don't know. I can't quantify it. But you got to let him do what he was brought here to do. And part of that is knowing when it's time to hit the gas with Jackson Dart and tap the brakes. And I'm not hitting the gas right now. I know Giant fans are so desperate to become relevant again, and with your pass rush. And oh yeah, by the way, Russell Wilson himself is playing pretty decent football.
Right.
It's not like he's playing like trash where it's like, see, that's the other thing too. If Wilson was awful and Dart was flashing, I think it's a better conversation. Still not one that I would engage in yet. But I think the longer this goes and the less that Jackson Dart plays, Sal, for his development and for the long range development of the New York Giants, I believe that that's actually a good thing for Dart.
This is always going to be a thing. You knew this coming in anyway, that it was going to be somewhat of a talking point, although I did think that Giant fans would lay off knowing that Dart is the future. Like, this is the nice plan. You have Russell Wilson. If Jameis Winston were the starting quarterback, different story. If it were any other situation other than what the Giants clearly set up, like, they actually structured this. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm using common sense. They structured it so that you shouldn't be saying Jackson Dart to start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that it's structured with Russell Wilson, with Jameis Winston, clearly, now, he could be the backup, whatever. I don't even think that they're going to go that way. But clearly, it's Russell Wilson's team. They're going to have Dart learn along the way. Maybe you get him in for a play or two throughout the course. I have no idea. But if there's an injury, I don't think they're going to hand the reins over to Jackson Dart yet. When they do, it's going to be his team for good. Whether that's week 12 if they're losing, whether it's next year week one, that's the right way to do it. They're finally doing things the right way. And because of a couple of successful preseason games, which, yeah, he looked good in. Now, like we talk about with rookie pitchers or whatever it may be in baseball, Yeah, you want to see that presence from the young quarterback.
Yeah, that's what
he's
I want to see.
He's got that. He's got that attitude, that confidence. Okay, great. There's a long way to go. He's playing against scrubs that are not going to be in the NFL.
And he's also playing about against defenses that are very vanilla. They don't want to put a whole lot on film, so there's nothing exotic. They're not going to try to trick you. It's just trying to get some reps and get used to getting hit here a little bit. The one thing that I love that Dable did, and honestly, I didn't know what the hell was going on. When I'm watching this, when Russell Wilson gets pulled, Jackson Dart goes in, throws a 30-yard screen pass, which I know, 30-yard screen pass, but I his arm angle and the way he released the ball was actually pretty impressive, even though it was a fairly benign throw. I think that that is all part of the plan, and if you go back, and we have the transcript here, when he was asked about this, his question was, what was that when you put him on the field for the one play? And here's Dable's response, quote, "You never know when you're going to have to go in. So just part of the multiple things we've done with a young quarterback in years past where I was before, that it'll be good for him for a play to jump in there and not know that he's going in." And he didn't know it. He threw a screen that went for 30, blah, blah, blah. He then went on to say, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell the coaches. I didn't tell anybody. So what he's looking to see is how mentally in tune is the young man. You know, if you're a backup, and right now you're the third behind Winston, you know, even though we could debate whether that should be true, but right now he's number three.
And maybe that does change. I don't know, but I would doubt it.
That could change, but I don't even want to veer off there yet because we'll have plenty of time for that. I think what is very reassuring that the Giants picked the right guy, aside from the obvious physical traits, is that it would be very easy for a rookie who knows he's not playing early in the game because it's the starter show and preseason game. Like, I'm not saying he's playing tic-tac-toe or looking at his phone.
Eating a hot dog on the sideline.
Like my guy Sanchez in Oakland. No, he's not doing that either. But to be so, hey, Dart, let's go. You're in. Like, immediately know the play, process fast, 30 yards, bang, you're out. I thought that speaks volumes about where the young man's maturity is.
Agreed. Would you love? Hey, it's almost like we've ripped the Giants for how many years? They can't get this right. They can't get that right. Can't get this right. Right now, the way the draft went, they got by many people's accounts, including you and both of us.
Oh, yeah.
That they get the best player in the draft with Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
And then they were able to come back and get the quarterback that they wanted. I didn't necessarily care which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them to get the quarterback. And they had to identify the right one. And then they have to develop them. And I like the structure in place with a starting quarterback this year. And by the way, to your point, Russell Wilson has looked better than I thought. Still throwing that deep ball extremely well.
That was pretty.
He was, at his peak, he was still, to me, one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the league. As recently,
I thought at one point, I'm talking about his apex, I thought he elevated where I thought he I think he was a little slow because he was a middle-round pick. I thought in real time that he eventually got to a point. Remember, they were always on prime time. I thought he was getting the national love that he deserved and earned at that point.
I think more toward the end maybe of Seattle. I'm watching him, some of these are thinking, God, this guy is still just...
I know.
He throws that deep ball with accuracy. Now, he's going to make some mistakes. He's not the runner that he was.
No, not at all.
Maybe a little corny at times, whatever, if that's your thing. Okay,
very corny.
Okay, fair enough. But I still like the plan in place to where you just don't throw the young kid to the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I like the structure. Give it some time. Just wait a little bit. So Shane executing the draft well, getting their guy. Really, Mara as well, being disciplined to stick with Shane and Dable, having them see it through, let them draft their guy, have the plan in place to go out there and try to win some games. Now, the results have to follow. And if they don't, the good thing is, okay, now at least we have the hope of the future with Jackson Dart being the guy. So it's set up nicely for a change going into the year.
Yeah, I'm happy that you bring up Mara because I was just going to do the same thing. You beat me to it. Like, that is a part of the evaluation. Mara's been knocked around a lot. By the way, rightfully so. He's come across as, I won't say heavy-handed. I think behind the scenes, a little maybe too influential, maybe a little petulant with certain things. And the Giants have never been that organization. That's always been the Jets' MO. But I think the Giants kind of got away from the stability of what made them the Giants, quite one of the really secure teams in our city, along with the Yankees for the most part over all these years, and the Rangers to a lesser extent maybe. But I think that, and I can't prove it, but I just think that there was an either spoken, I don't even think unspoken, I think spoken. Hey, find the quarterback that you want, and you're not on the clock to win right away. That's what we all thought, because if that assurance or if that intimation was not made, I think it would probably play out very differently this year for Dable and Shane trying to save their behinds, but I think that would have been destructive. I feel like the Jets are on the, pardon me, the Giants are on the right path. I really do. It just seems like it's lining up for the first time in a while. You?
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They kind of line it up a little bit here.
I don't know what's going to happen the results-wise, but I'm happy with where they're at right now. We'll do more Jets tomorrow. NFL Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, the BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Back to the phones. The baseball stuff was hot with Soto and Tucker, whatever else. Nick is in Old Bridge. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? I could have listened to that back and forth, the Soto talk, all day. That was great radio. I thought the original argument was Tucker versus Soto. Like, would you sign Tucker to a similar contract? I'm a Cubs fan, so I have a little say here.
Okay.
We didn't trade our best prospect, who's a right fielder, because we're letting him walk. I don't think we're going to put up the 650. I wouldn't either. But for someone like Soto, I'm 100% paying for 35, 102, 281 for 162 game average. At 26 years old, he's done it for 8 seasons. I will put up the years and the money for Soto. Kyle Tucker, a little injury prone, couple years older. I'm down to let him walk.
Well, think about this there, Nick. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Yeah, it did start as the Tucker Soto thing, but as you know by now, with Sal and I, it could usually morph into 3 or 4 other things, which was wild. If you guys missed a free Odyssey app, it was good. So I think the difference, and I've always said this about Juan Soto, and this does not remotely apply to Tucker, even though I know Tucker's probably better at more things on the diamond than Soto, but Soto's box office, and you can justify paying Soto what he's getting because there's a reason why the Mets are going to set an all-time attendance mark. And, you know, everybody's got the Alonso jersey and everybody's seen Lindor. Doesn't mean you don't love those guys, respect them. Same with DeGrom back in the day and David Wright and so on and so forth. But there's a different aura and there's a different level of electricity in terms of star power on the marquee that comes with Juan Soto that certainly doesn't come with Kyle Tucker. He'll make you better. He'll make you more athletic. He's a good stick in Yankee Stadium with 314 as a lefty. But you're going to watch Judge. I don't know that you're reaching into your pocket just to go and buy a ticket for Tucker.
Which is also why I think for the Mets, it was worth the 15 years, $765 million, despite what any fans or anybody else says. By the way, Kyle Tucker, second half, he's hitting .190, 596 OPS, 2 doubles, 1 home run, 6 RBI.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened to him. I really don't. Like, I haven't followed him as closely, but I know he's been on a miserable run.
I mean, has Soto even had we're talking about second half. Has Soto had a weak stretch as bad as that? Like,
yeah, he has.
Come on, man. Don't
pull me back. A week?
Yeah. 596 OPS, yes. .190 average. I mean, maybe.
Even Judge has had a week where he's had a sub. I mean, but, you know, I get your
second
point.
Second half? I mean, that is.
Wait, hold on. So it's. Give me the numbers for the.
Second half for Kyle Tucker. I don't have the game.
I'm going to pull something up as well, just out of curiosity. Second half is what?
.190 batting average.
Okay.
.596 OPS. 2 doubles, 1 home run, 6 ribbies.
Yeah, I mean, that is, I mean, it's so bad, you almost have to, I'm trying to make excuse for the guy just to fit my narrative, because I do think Soto's a better hitter. I just think Tucker's a better all-around player. But Tucker's not worth that money, so I'm not just trying to, you know, fit what I'm saying. Maybe he's hurt. I mean, I don't know how you go from being an elite player, and he's, you know, I'm not saying he's top five, but he's been top 15 player in the game for a couple of years now, all-encompassing. How the hell do you, how do you drop to that? In March, in April, well, March, 31 at bat, OPS 1100. In March, in April, 880. In June, 980. Then he goes to 675 and 410.
He had a massive
He's
start.
He's got to be hurt.
His start was incredible. Joanne in Manhattan's been holding a while. Wants to talk about Jackson Dart. What's up, Joanne?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. You know, You should be more passionate about how you talk. You just don't have that passion in you anymore. I'm only kidding. You're Italian like I am. Anyway.
I was like, there's no way she's serious here, is she? But we appreciate that, Joanne. What's on your mind?
long time and rooter of the New York Giants. And I think there's hope ahead of us now with Mr. Jackson both on and off the field. I think he could probably be the second Ole Miss quarterback to bring the Giants to 2 Super Bowls. What do you think about that?
Listen, this is where I worry. And, Jordan, thanks for the call. Of course, Eli is an all-time great. You know, in a lot of ways, you almost kind of wish, even though it's been a couple of years since Eli's obviously played, you almost wish maybe Eli was further in the rearview mirror. Like, I think.
Or if he went to a different school.
Or if he went to a different school. I think that Jackson Dart has the chops to handle New York. I don't think he's going to be fat. I think he's going to lean into it in a good way. And he's going to have a bit of an aura around him. But you know, throw the Eli stuff. He's going to be a different player. He's a better athlete than Eli. Eli was had a Jedi-like brain, kind of like Peyton. It's a little bit early for the Eli stuff.
I wanted you to answer Joanne first because I didn't want to have to hurt her there. I heard the same calls on the overnight after a few preseason games about Daniel Jones. Tom Brady this, Eli Manning that.
Yeah.
And when I say that, it sounds as if I am being negative towards Jackson Dart. I am not. All I am simply saying is it's early. It's extremely early. Way, 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 way too soon to be talking about Jackson Dart and Eli Manning and Super Bowls. I'm happy with the selection. I am very happy and excited with where the Giants are at.
Yep.
Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
There's many steps to go before we get to that level.
But that's what happens when you're desperate. You know, you almost, even though, like, intellectually from a sports debate perspective,
right,
we all know there's five or six or number one, you know, when does he actually play? Number two, how does he look? Number three, does he hold on to the job? Number four, what ceiling does he flash early? What floor? Like, there's a lot of check. Is he healthy? Is he durable? Does he process? Like, God, we got a long way to go. But when things are down, don't we just kind of microwave it? We always tend to do the same with Julius Randle and the Knicks. Like, we just go from A to Z because we're desperate.
But to be fair, it's not just out of desperation. It's also we are seeing real reason to believe and have hope.
Yeah, but we wouldn't go there if he was your 1-for-9. We would be saying they drafted the wrong guy. We'd go the other direction.
Correct. This guy sucks. He's a bust. I do think that you could detect that sooner than you can superstardom. If he went out there and looked overmatched, deer in headlights, overwhelmed, I'd be like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he's got it. And now, that wouldn't be the right thing either, but I feel like you could see that a little bit sooner than you can, well, he's going to be a star. So what I would say is, if it's the very first checkpoint, like, let's just see what the kid's got in real game action. You saw it week one. Boom. Check. Not only the skill set. I'm talking about, like, the presence, the mm-hmm. attitude, all that stuff. Then this week, you mentioned the most impressive thing was Dable just throwing him out there without him. Answered the bell. Goes out, not just the result of the play, but the fact that he wasn't out there like, oh, crap, what do I do? Mm-hmm. I'm throwing for a loop. Calm, composure, arm angle, whatever, all that stuff. These are like, but infancy checkpoints here in a marathon.
A good way to put it. And Dable's not a dummy. I mean, right.
Well, exactly. That's what, yeah.
I don't think that Dable would have thrust him into that one snap situation and go right back to Russell Wilson if there wasn't enough evidence that Dable has seen, maybe that we haven't because he's on the practice field every day. We only saw the game prior to this Jet game from a Giants perspective. I think that he knew that Dart would respond well to that. And he's like, you know what? This will be just another little teeny tiny acceleration of the young man's development because I know he's going to be ready to go.
And he also knows how to develop a quarterback. I mean, he should. Or he certainly has a better idea than anybody else does that's saying, hey, is Dart going to start? Like, come on, man.
But I could see the questions. It's not an unfair... it's an unfair question?
To say, is there going to be a competition?
I don't think it's unfair. We understand the motivation to the questions, and it's to get a story. We get that. Just like some of the conversations we have, we know will be juicier than others. That's a business.
That's one of them.
Yeah, we're not knocking it. But I don't... Listen, if Eli was 30 years old and Dart was here, then it'd be like, what are we talking about, man? Russell Wilson hasn't taken a meaningful snap for the Giants. Jameis Winston very well might not be on the team if he gets cut at some point. So, again, I don't know that I would ask that question, but I don't think it's too cavalier to at least... I could straddle the fence on this. It's a little early understood, but we know how it is, man. We're desperate for quarterback play. You knew that question was coming.
More of your calls when we come back. We'll keep it going with the Soto Tucker stuff. We'll do, obviously, the Giants, whatever it is that's on your mind. Yankees, Mets, 888-808. 1019, the number to call. BK Sal back on the panel this Monday afternoon, 888-808-1019. Busy, busy week here. Thursday morning, we'll be playing golf with the big guy. You've been hitting the links. I have not done so yet. I still have not swung a club since last year with Mike, as a matter of fact.
Got out yesterday. Played 12. Lightning came. Didn't want to mess around with that.
Okay. Not good. You're worried about it. I'm more worried about, like, oh, crap, what am I going to wear?
What are you going to wear? What's the options besides a golf shirt and shorts?
Well, I mean, I did lose a significant amount of money over the course of the weekend. I also gained a significant amount of poundage over the weekend, with the Surfside and food and all that stuff. So got to make sure that there's a shirt that fits me well. I don't want to be going to look, be taking a picture or two.
JJ was texting me over the weekend. He was, because when I was off last week, I was in LBI. I was playing some golf courses. And one of the courses I played, Ron Jaworski has a course called Blue Heron, pretty good, and LBI National, which is gorgeous. And JJ's there with the family, and he's like, hey, he's looking forward to us getting out Thursday. He's like, by the way, I'm getting ready to get out soon. He's like, I'm playing this course called LBI National. I'm like, I was just there. I played it.
Wow.
I'm like, it's tough, man. You better bring some extra. He texts me after. He's like, dude, back nine was absolutely brutal.
He is a lefty golfer, by the way, so you're going to see what you used to be. Obviously, you're converted now. Either way. All right, BT, it's
he's out. Lefty?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. I don't know if he's lefty in everything, but he's definitely a lefty golfer.
Okay.
Sonny's in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hello.
BK, did you eat it on the chicken or the egg in LBI for breakfast?
No, I did not. I was too hungover from the night before, Escapades by the fire pit. I just stuck down a bottle of water to Advil and I went right to the golf course, if you want to know the eye. And a banana, maybe. That's it.
You know the place, though, right?
No. My buddies went there. I did not go. They got up early. I slept in.
All right, I gotcha. Question before the Jackson Dart response. Russell Wilson, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay. I think he should be. Sal?
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he's borderline, but I have no problem with him getting in. I think he is.
Yeah, I think I'm sure trying to compare it in my mind to Eli, and I think Eli is, because of his two Super Bowl runs, I think Russell Wilson with the Super Bowl win and his sustained run, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Now, Sonny, here's the interesting thing. Sonny, hold on. So we all think that he's probably going to get in. And not to drudge up the old Eli stuff, because Eli's obviously going to get in. But my pushback on Eli as a first round or first ballot QB was like, you know, was Eli ever one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, from week one through week 16, 17, or 18? And my answer was always no. But there were a couple of years where Russell Wilson actually was
right
that guy.
Yeah, but he never won the MVP, though.
Well, that's kind of my point, Sonny, yeah. why I was hesitant to answer right away. Like, okay, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, Russell Wilson. Like, it's just every quarterback, every good quarterback's a Hall of Famer all of a sudden. Like, in my mind, that's why I was saying I think Russell Wilson's underrated. When you talk about Hall of Fame, as it pertains to who gets in or who will, I do believe he's going to get in. But if you want to actually do some work and trim it down to a level of just all-time elite level quarterback. Like, obviously, Russell Wilson, to me, is not on the level of Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
Agreed.
Or Aaron Rodgers. But neither is Eli Manning, although Eli beat Tom Brady twice. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, the answer is yes, but I still think there's different levels of Hall of Fame.
10 Pro Bowls.
No, I think Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer. We talked about that, and he obviously lost the Super Bowl. So,
MVP.
Yeah.
I like Matt.
Yes. As far as Jackson Dart, listen, Sal, I agree with you. Listen, they have a plan. But listen, all plans go according to script. If Russell Wilson, listen, he was a great quarterback, but he's 37 years old, I think. If he has a terrible, say, three-game span, first three games of the season, and the Giants are 0-3, and they think Jackson Dart is ready, there's no reason not to put him in. Look at Bo Nix last year. Look at Jaden Daniels last year. There's no reason not to put him in. Now, if he's not ready, if they think he's not ready and Wilson is playing bad, they go to Jameis Winston. I have no issue with that. But if he's ready, and all indications show that he is, I mean, I have no problem putting him in the fourth game of the season, guys.
But there's
I don't
no
think
way.
That's too early at all.
See, to me, Sonny, it is, and thank you for the call. I understand what you're saying. Being ready is ready, whether it's week 12, whether it's next year, whether it's week 4. But you never truly know how ready somebody is if you're talking about week 4 in his first season in the NFL. They could think that he's ready, but why not just wait longer and make sure that he's ready in New York with the expectations, with all the hype. If I'm Dable and the Giants, and I think this is what they're going to do, which is why I love it, I am making sure that when I go to him, I know he's the guy. Not a repeat of Daniel Jones, not anything else that we've seen with the Jets going to these younger quarterbacks. I'm making sure that I know he's the guy. Meaning that when he's ready, I'm going to wait even longer, like a hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. You're ready? Give it another couple of weeks. That's what I would do with Jackson Dart or any rookie.
I've got immense confidence that the Giants are going to handle this the right way. I really do. And I think part of the reason why it's going to be easier, let's say if Russ was still in Seattle and Jackson Dart was drafted by Seattle, it's a different dynamic.
Right.
At this point, Russ, unless he's just completely obtuse to the writing on the wall, I mean, teams are getting rid of him by the year at this point. He's kind of transient. He's on the back end of a career. I would think, and I'm not saying that he wouldn't be gracious at all, even in the previous situation that I described, like if he was still in Seattle. But now his football fallibility is very clear. All right, you know, the Steelers didn't want you. The Broncos didn't want you. You know, Seattle said, we're good with you. This is now team four. And I think that he's going to be very good to Jackson Dart, and I think it's going to really help Jackson Dart.
Matt is calling from Staten Island about the baseball stuff. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm a big fan of the show. Only my second time calling in. Last time I called in, I thought Aaron Rodgers should have played in the preseason, and we all know how that went, game one for the Jets. So quick, on the 30-20 thing, I know you guys want to put it to bed a little bit. It's not the best point out there, but as a Yankee fan, I'm actually really enjoying seeing Juan Soto turn it back on. I would love to see both teams in the playoffs. But I do think the 30-20 thing is ridiculous. Of the 25 players in the league with 20 stolen bases, he is 19th in batting average. Just of the guys with the 20 stolen bases out of those 25 guys.
Yeah, how many homers they have, though? You're like, you're
20 home runs.
You're cherry-picking a stat that's not favorable, and nobody's talking about...
Right, right.
Okay, but nobody's talking about that. We're talking about there's only one player in Major League Baseball to hit the 30 home runs, 20 steal mark right now. Only four players in the whole sport did it last year. Now, you could say, well, I don't care about that. And I could say that I personally don't care about that. I'm on record to say I don't care if Juan Soto never steals a base again. But it is something that has been a value to his game in an otherwise down year. When he gets on first base, which he does quite a bit because he leads the league in walks, he could turn that into a getting in scoring position for Pete Alonso, who, by the way, not a coincidence, leads the league in ribbies, or he's right there, whatever. I don't know where we are exactly.
He's over 100
at this moment.
Sure.
So, like, there is something to it. And the fact that only four players in the whole sport did it last year, I mean, it's just saying that it's not a frequent occurrence. It shouldn't be minimized. How you want to value it is up to the individual,
mm-hmm.
but it is something that is an accomplishment for a player.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not. It's just like, I would say Carl Anthony Towns, but he does this. Or I would say, like, to me, like, if you told me that, I don't know, it's not a good comparison, but it's the first thing. Like, Patrick Ewing was the first big man to have X amount of threes and what. That's that, but some other areas were like his rebounds were down or his points per game were down. It's not ignoring the fact that Soto has shown a diverse portfolio this year. I'm not pushing back on that at all. There's been years. I remember Paul O'Neill stole 20 something bases. Like, I love the aptitude of it. And the Mets first base coach is really the guy who deserves all the credit. Like, you listen. Gelbs has done stories on this, and they talk about this in the booth. He is so meticulous. What's his name? Not Robinson. I'm forgetting his name right now. Where that's a real asset. And Soto's been very good with that. I'm not trying to take it away. All I'm saying, listen, if Soto was 30-20 and he was hitting 285, I'd be sitting here saying, I should be the MVP.
You see, I don't care about the batting average. What I would say is that I would rather take those 20 stolen bases and turn them into ribbies.
Yeah.
That's what I would want from Soto. All that's missing to me this year is
the clutch.
That's it.
Yeah. But that's why the batting average is down. If the clutch was usually where it is.
Up, but it's still going to be up. You're talking about he's 30 points off his career high. All right, 30 points could be significant. If he were hitting 270, would it be a big deal? Probably not. I care about the fact that of all his 30 home runs, not one has been a three-run homer. I care about the fact that statistically he is the worst player with runners in scoring position. The reason why I'm not overly concerned is because I believe that is going to change, hopefully in October, but eventually that will change because that's why I wanted him in the first place. So that's the one thing that is lacking to me. You could talk about the down average, some of the other stuff. The one thing that is left to be accomplished with Soto is his impact in big moments, in particular with runners in scoring position. Once that happens, that can put this to bed, and then it'll be, okay, well, how many championships is he going to deliver throughout the course of his contract? Then how is he going to age? How is he going to produce from age 27, 28, 29, 30, 31? I mean, he's 26 years old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 26. So I hear you.
Now, I'm going to assume that that's legit.
Uh-huh.
And if that's the case,
he's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
I get it, dude.
Usually players start declining. All right, you want to say 29, 30, 31.
I don't think anymore. I think that was more the old days.
No, I don't know. Well, the
I think the prime's been extended.
The more old days were with the PED, so who the hell could tell?
No, like, but I mean, getting, like, you go back to, yeah, well, that was completely
guys
just
getting better at 35, 37.
I mean, the era before that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like the Jack Clarks, right, like so guys like that.
So
you
what's
know.
The norm? You start going, what, 34, you start to decline?
Yeah, I've always thought, now I think that this has changed because baseball players like Soto coming up at 19, some others, I think that players are more equipped to be in the bigs younger, like they just need less seasoning. So I think, like, I used to look at a player's prime in baseball from like 27 to 32.
Okay.
I think now it's probably more along the lines of 24 or 25 to about 33. I think it's been, I think it comes earlier and I think it's been extended a little bit.
Right. So we'll see what his is.
Yeah.
And either way, let's say you get seven more prime years from Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
You still got eight more on the other side of that. Now, maybe there's more. Maybe even Soto in his decline. You know, you would think the one skill that is transferable through age would be the eyes and the ability to control the strike zone. And that's his greatest strength. The presence maybe falls off where the power starts to fall off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously he's not going to be stealing 20 bases. He might not steal it next year. Might not steal it ever again because he's never done it before.
Maybe go 40-30 next year. 50-40. First, maybe you could pull 20. Steph Curry and go 50-40-40.
All right, 30-30 this year wouldn't be bad. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Teddy is in Belrose. What's up, Ted?
Sal, don't feel so bad, man. I got spanked over the weekend playing Saratoga. And look into the stats. It's unfortunately, something's going on. It's not the same kind of Saratoga that we can recall from 10 to 15 years ago. And by the way, BT.
Yeah.
I looked at the Yankees to make it back to the World Series, and 5-1 seems like a very salivating number, actually. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked. That's a very generous number. I know Yankee fans might be sour, but listen, they may have solidified the back end of the bullpen to the point where if the offense can just produce and do what it's got to do,
Take
5-1 and run with it, actually.
Well, I could have saved Sal a lot of trouble, you know, rather than flushing money on the ponies, put a couple of hundo on the Yankees at 5-1. You got a better chance to win. Mm.
Teddy, you got to cut your losses while you can, man. I'm trying to help you out here. And then maybe I'd take the Mets and win the division at 5-1. I'd rather bet the Yanks to win the division than get to the World Series, me personally. Thank you for the call and best of luck in your recovery there.
And
with the ponies and with the Yankees and the division, whatever other bets you make.
Teddy seems like he likes to have a lot of balls in the air with those bets there, Teddy boy.
Teddy,
take it easy.
Teddy, man, we respect the action.
And
we
got
into a lot today, BT. That was a call today. Anything you missed, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Maybe we'll do the realignment stuff. Manfred alluded to that last night. We've done this before. So much so that, remember, we started going over each team and what division they would be placed in. So we've gotten into deep dives on that. Obviously newsworthy coming from Manfred officially on a national broadcast. We don't have enough time in the show left to really get into it today. I thought it was more important to do the dart stuff, obviously, that we mentioned that, and start with the Mets and Yanks. So we could have some fun with that tomorrow. By the way, side note, Francisco Lindor named Player of the Week in the National League. He's hitting .560, three homers, seven ribbies, two steals, six extra base hits. So Lindor obviously been on a heater this week. Needs to keep that going if the Mets are going to have success this coming week.
And how did it start? He dropped down a bunt.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly. Why, whether it's O'Neill or Keith, the hitters in the booths, right, that we watch every night, you know, you don't think of much value in a bloop base hit. But generally, you know, a bloop base hit or, you know, a little infield single, or in Lindor's case, dropping out a bunt can just change the entire karma and the entire dynamics of your mind. He's been hitting the ball hard every time. He looks good right now.
Finally, for the first time, it feels like Lindor, Soto, Alonso clicking all together. John is in Staten Island. What's up, John?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you? I have a few quick points. I know I'm up against it. Here's my thing with Soto. I'm a Mets fan. I'm not thrilled with him, but I have to say probably the reason why is runners in scoring position is so low, is 100 walks. I'm not thrilled with that. Earlier, you guys said, well, nobody's living up to the contracts Aaron Judge is. I got to, like, pin you a little bit, BT.
Go ahead.
If you care about the regular season,
yeah,
as far as the postseason, I agree with you. And finally, really quickly, if Jackson Dart is playing against vanilla defenses and doing what he's doing, God help Justin Fields. He's 1 for 5, 4 yards.
That's funny. Yeah, like if Dart could do it, then same benign defensive looks for Justin Fields. We'll do more of the Jet stuff tomorrow. 100%. I'm less concerned about what I saw on Saturday, and I'll really save it for tomorrow, but I get it. I mean, it's easy to see why, like, the Jets passing game does not look very promising now.
Gary's in Monroe. What's up, Gary?
Gare.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, bud.
How you doing? I want to talk about right now the Yankees have a big 6-game series, right? We just coming off 7-3 out of 10 games, and now we're going to see how Boone manages these Yankees. And Sal, now you're going to see the real Boone. Let's see what he does in these big, important 2 against the Rays and 4 against the Sox.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see some consistency in the lineup. We've been getting that, especially at the top of the order, Gary, and thank you for the call. When is Judge going to be back in the outfield? Maybe it is Thursday against the Red Sox. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. Give him 2 more here with Stanton in Tampa for the short 2-game series, where it's going to be the same dimensions, obviously, being at Steinbrenner Field.
Yep, so, plus the off day today. You bake that in a little bit.
All right, so can he get back out there?
I mean, if he's not back out there, I mean, fairly soon, like meaning the Red Sox series, not so much Tampa. I think I agree with you on that. That is probably a little reason to worry here. It's been a couple weeks.
I would bet that they, now again, I don't know if something's changed, but a week or so ago, it felt like he was going to be on track soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's been over a week. I would bet that they're targeting the Red Sox series. Yeah, it's an important series as well. They're back home. If he was throwing at 110 feet, whatever it was, you know, last Sunday,
mm-hmm,
then why wouldn't that be getting better here? So I think, like you said, off day today, give Stanton 2 games and right, then unleash your best lineup possible Thursday against the Red Sox for the start of a huge 4-game series.
And that last time they played the Red Sox, things started going awry. That's where some of the base running blunders started popping up. And if you remember, I never like losing to the Red Sox, but
yeah,
we came in, you're like, man, that doesn't bother you. And like the Yanks were playing so well that it really didn't. But that was kind of the beginning point of the Yankees melting a little bit defensively on the bases. Now they stabilized. The Mets stabilized over the weekend. We'll see how long it continues. I don't think either team's going to win a World Series, but as we know, I've been wrong about some other stuff.
Should be fun down the stretch here with both these teams and look ahead of football season. Thanks to Dove, as always. Thanks to Roscona filling in for Hoff, who's vacationing in Disney. Maybe we'll check in with him tomorrow, see where he's at.
I think he just texted me about something else, about going to a Mets game, ironically.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, who listened and called. Appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.